Welcome to today's Classic Archive Show. And as you know, we started this last Thursday. Is that right? It's been 2 weeks ago that we did this. Anyway, this is a Tuesday, so this would be our I don't know however many classic shows we've done. I must be losing my mind, but we are going to be going to the year 2002, November the 13th. Today is November 13th, 2018. We go back 16 years to 2002, and on this particular day, a number of things were happening, but one of them was an hour with Vernon Dozier. I don't remember this hour at all. In fact, there's another hour here where Bobby Dooley is back with her Faultacular, and she thinks Al Roker and a lot of people that lose weight should be evaluated first before they're allowed back into a homeowners association meeting. All right, this one is Vernon Dozier, the coach there at Belmar Academy. I have no idea what incarnation Vernon took in this particular show, but he tells us that he doesn't like kids watching television. They should be cutting and hauling wood and watching Tora, 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 which was the film about the bombing of Pearl Harbor from the early 1970s. So let's listen to... And when people ask me, do you have a favorite character, I usually say no, but there are characters that I do enjoy doing all the time, and that's Vernon is like a no-brainer. He's just a fun, easy character to do. He channels my dad. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on there. And that is who he's basically. He's based on my father, and he's based on a head coach who is a coach of my kids' football team, a great guy by the name of Bob Riddell, who's legendary in high school football in Southern California. And so I picked up Bob's sort of speech patterns and created Vernon Dozier. Here he is from November 13th, 2002. He's got the kids hauling and cutting wood.
This is the Bill Henry Show.
Okay, and with me is Vernon Dozier. Vernon, you have a daughter. You are in conflict with her right now about the grandkids.
I have four grandchildren, Mr. Henry, and my granddaughter does not want my wife and I, does not want my wife and I, the grandparents, to take them to Yosemite this coming Christmas season, which we've always done. And I'll tell you this, as a grandfather, as grandparents, we have that right.
Why doesn't she want you to take them? Do you know?
Oh, I absolutely do know.
Is it something you will share? Where are you, sir?
In a shopping mall right now near a kid's video arcade. If you want me to walk away from here, I can.
That's all right. I'm just curious. I was hearing the noise. Why doesn't she want you and your wife to take the grandkids?
Because I don't allow them to drink Kool-Aid and pizza and sit for hours and hours watching cartoon television programs and don't do anything and crawling all over the sofa and everything like that. I have to explain to you, my daughter is without a man in her life right now. Her husband and she split up about a year ago, so she has the four children. So there's no man in the lives of these kids.
Is the father seeing them even for visitation?
Well, yes, he does, but there's no man on a daily basis. And I've been over to the house. I've cleaned out the garage. I have cleaned out the back area. They raked leaves, cleaned out garbage cans, because my daughter can't do it. There's no man in that house. Now the kids don't have... So my wife and I were looking forward to bringing the grandkids so that I could see them doing something other, okay, and I underline the word other, than sitting in front of a television watching the whatever. What is it? March, what do they watch? They watch a program called the SpongeBob SquarePants, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Yeah, all of the shows.
And the other show, which irritates me, because it's a program that makes kids look like adults, and they all talk so adult-like, and the show irritates me. And I, every time I see my grandkids watching it, I want to throw a garbage can through the television screen. Is a show called Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah, my daughter's a big fan of that show.
She is, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not. So we wanted to have the kids at Yosemite with us so they can finally do something other than park it on a couch, with no clothes on, watching all of these programs.
And your daughter doesn't want... I guess your daughter doesn't want you to take the kids because she wants them to have some fun, or what is it?
no, she doesn't want me to take the kids because I was, look, Phil, she doesn't want me to take the kids because they she's afraid that they won't have fun. And that I won't, you know, let them have fun, whatever that's supposed to be.
Well, what are you going to have the kids doing that they don't ordinarily do that your daughter thinks may happen?
Well, we're going to be up camping. You've heard of that, I'm sure.
Yes, sir. I've heard of it. Tell me, you know, you don't have to be sarcastic with me.
No, I just, you asked the question, what are they going to be doing? Chopping wood, carrying wood, cleaning fish, sitting still, not running everywhere, but sitting down, acting like young ladies and gentlemen, and not running to the bathroom every 3 minutes, eating fish, looking at a fire, and then getting into a sleeping bag. Now, that's what a kid does when they go to the woods. And I will be, and excuse my language, I'll be one sorry son of a you-know-what if I can't spend a week with my kids in Yosemite.
Well, this is an issue, grandparents' rights.
Well, I'm aware of that, and I've retained an attorney.
I mean, this is a new one. This has come up, really, you know, the rights of grandparents. But it sounds to me as if you are taking children, and I understand the kids are rather young.
Oh, they're, Mr. Henry, they're 2, 4, 6, and 7. And everybody loves to do that. They all like to say, oh, they're too young.
Well, the 2-year-old sounds very young to be hauling wood.
The 2-year-old is fine and can haul wood, can chop wood.
How can a 2-year-old child chop wood?
They use the little baby axe. They pretend. They do it along with Grandpa. They're just fine. And she can carry the wood. She can go down to the lake and get water. And she can do all the things that... This is what children need, Mr. Henry. And as their grandfather, I have been cut out by my daughter, who sits, collects, you know, a paycheck. She works. But she's sitting out there with no man. She is...
Where does she live? Near you?
She lives in San Bernardino County. I don't want to get into the specifics for obvious reasons. I live in South Pasadena.
All right.
You know, these kids don't even know how to prime the pump in an RV. They don't know how to. They don't know how to release the plug for draining oil. They don't know how to set up the hammocks. They don't know how to set up the overhang. They don't know how to pull out the retainer. They don't know how to all of the things that a kid can learn. They don't know how to do because my daughter has them parked in front of televisions eating pizza. And oh man, if I see that Domino's thing go down the street one more time, I am going to commit murder. Because these kids need to learn.
All right, I want to finish giving a number and telling people, Mr. Dozier, what you're really talking about. 1-800-449-8686. You're a grandfather. You want to see your grandkids. Your daughter doesn't want you to be around them.
It's not that she doesn't want us to take them on vacation.
Okay, they're not supposed to go on vacation.
She doesn't want us to take them on vacation.
Okay. And the reason I'm getting that she doesn't want you to take them on vacation is you sound like you're going to have them chopping wood and, you know, carrying firewood and setting up tents and cleaning fish and leaving their game boys at home, right?
You better believe it. You better believe it. And now my daughter Angela says I can't. And she's allowed us, by the way, Phil. She told us that we could, and I was crossing the days off. I was crossing off the days until that week when I would finally have those kids in my RV. And they were going to be carrying firewood, and they were going to be priming pumps, and they were going to be cleaning fish, and they were going to be collecting stones for a circle to make our campfire. And we were going to, and oh man, and I was waiting for them to take out the dehydrated food, mix it with water. I'd have them working from the minute they got their small little asses out of those sleeping bags until the minute they fell exhausted into the dirt at night. I'd have them working, because that's what a grandfather's for.
I want to ask you something, sir, and I don't mean any offense by this. Why do you have a problem with kids watching TV and just eating? I mean, that's what little kids do.
I understand that, sir.
So why do the little kids eat pizza and they...
I understand. Let me tell you a story, Phil.
Okay.
I was very much in love once with a woman, Phil. It was not Angela's mother, God rest her soul, but with another woman. She was married, and I know God will deal with me on that. But she was married. And I was with her on an afternoon in her home, and she had one of these kids, the ones I'm talking about, just like my daughter, sitting out there in the living room, eating Whoppers and watching Sailor Moon. And all of a sudden, this kid's father comes home. This is the woman's husband.
The woman's husband?
Yes.
So you're in bed with this guy's wife?
Yes, I am.
And the son of this woman and man is out watching TV, watching cartoons?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
And that little piece of you-know-what was the one who said, "Hey, Daddy, there's a man in the bedroom." He came back, we had an encounter, and it wasn't pleasant. I was threatened with physical violence if I didn't get out of the house, and I was pushed out into the street half-clothed. And ever since then, these kids with their lemonade and their pizza pops and their television, I got a real problem with them.
Well, your daughter, Angela McKenzie, says, that's a long time to be carrying a grudge like that, sir. But your daughter says she doesn't want you taking the kids to Yosemite.
Well, I'm a grandparent. I have a constitutional right. And I'm going to get them away from the TV, and I'm going to have them cleaning fish, or I'm going to know the reason why.
All right, Vernon Dozier is our caller, and we're talking really about grandparents' rights. He says he's got the right to take these kids to Yosemite and have them clean fish. He's tired of going over to his daughter's house and seeing his grandkids watching Lizzie McGuire and SpongeBob SquarePants. And it all goes back to a time in his life when he was in bed with a woman, and her husband came home and was alerted to the fact that he was there by this woman's kid who was also watching cartoons. He seems to have a problem, in other words, with kids watching cartoons. Perhaps you're a grandparent with this similar problem, or maybe this guy is just overreacting. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show.
I'll make him work.
You'll make them work. Well, the thing of it is, sir, is you want to get your grandkids out on a camping trip with you and your wife, and your daughter won't let you because she thinks that you're too hard on the kids.
Look, I'm too hard on the kids.
Look, you don't like them watching cartoons.
No, I do not.
And you don't like them eating pizza and drinking Kool-Aid.
No, sir.
But that's not based on what's good for the kids. That's based on the fact that you were found in bed with another man's wife, and you were tattled on by some guy's kid who was eating pizza and watching TV. Isn't that true?
I don't see the connection.
I see the connection. You're upset because you were in bed with another guy's wife, and her son, who was eating Whoppers and watching Sailor Moon, told his daddy that you were in bed with her.
That is true. That happened.
Okay, if that happened, that's what you're taking out on your grandkids now.
Look, that was a traumatic time in my life. That was a woman that I loved very deeply, and I did not have closure with that kid. Now, how do I get closure with him? I can look at my own grandkids. Look at that. Now, see, they're sitting on their butts watching TV. Okay? Now, they're going to come up to the mountains with me and my wife, and I'm going to have them hauling wood and doing stuff.
I still think it's about something else that happened in your life. Eric, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah. Basically, I was just going to say how, I don't know, I spent a lot of time with my grandfather in the country, and it wasn't anything like, you know, work. It was a lot of fun. I don't know. I just think this guy's coming off the deep end.
What do you mean I'm coming off the deep end? I got grandkids that sit and park it in front of a TV set all the time, or they're running all over the furniture. Have you ever seen what these kids do?
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong.
They
crawl around. I'd watch cartoons and, you know, fooled around.
So you jumped on furniture?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I was a wild kid, but I don't know. My grandfather talked to me like
that.
See,
that bothers me. Did your grandfather stand for it?
What's that?
Did your grandfather stand for it?
Oh, no, I definitely knew respect at their house.
Well, yeah.
But, it was my house.
Let me ask a question to Vernon. Do the kids jump on the furniture at your house?
Oh, no. No way. No way. The minute one of them crawled on furniture at my house, I'd take a baseball. I don't mean a baseball bat, but they wouldn't be on it very long.
Well, then what's bugging you about the front? Crawling on the furniture at your daughter's house?
Yes. I come over. We'll bring over, for instance, some steaks or some hamburgers. And what's the first thing that I see? They're all over the furniture like something you need to bring Orkin in for. They're just crawling all over everything.
Hey, Vernon, do you let your pets on the couch?
What's that?
Do you have any pets? Do you let them on the couch?
I've got two Weimaraner hunting dogs, but I keep them in a concrete run out in the backyard. No, the dogs do not come in the house. They come into the family room. But for the first 2 hours when they come to see Grandpa, they must sit quietly and reflect on life. I have them pray to the Savior Jesus Christ. and then we'll flip on some television, but only things that I want to watch. You know how refreshing it is to sit and force kids to watch television that only you want to watch?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I've tried to watch TV shows. What do you watch?
The other day, the Tora, Tora, Tora was on, the Pearl Harbor film.
Let me see, 2, 4, 6, and 7, and they're watching Tora, Tora, Tora.
You better believe it.
A war film with gore and violence.
A war film.
So we're not supposed to remember what those guys did on Pearl Harbor? We're not supposed to remember our guys? No.
No.
These kids,
no. They're
going to learn.
All right.
Well, I mean, the kids are kids not supposed to learn about sex? I mean, do you want to watch porno with them? Yeah.
I would rather my kids, and you'll be shocked at this, I suppose, I would rather my kids see a full-on pornographic film than some of this Lizzie McGuire crap.
Huh.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. Think about it, Eric. Wouldn't you rather your kids watch porn than Lizzie McGuire?
No. I'm only 25, so I don't have any kids, but I definitely can say I would rather them watch, you know, whatever sitcom rather than a hardcore porno that teaches to disrespect women and, you know, all sorts of other stuff.
I don't mean disrespect women. I mean something with some light bondage.
The kids are 2, 4, and 6, dude.
That 2-year-old grandson of mine has learned more about life from me than he ever will from that mother of his. So I can tell you, because she was my daughter, and I love her very much, but she is so stupid. Well, I think the kids are going to get a lot more out of Seymour Butts than SpongeBob.
All right, listen, Eric, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. What do you mean the mother is stupid?
I love my daughter, Mr. Hendry, and I don't want you to get me wrong, but she is as stupid as they come. And somebody's got to take charge in that house. Now she needs a man. The last one she had, her son, her husband, my son-in-law, Ray, I thought was a pretty good guy, but he was no good. He left. The father of one or two of her kids, I forget who, is some day laborer from Mexico. He left. The father of the other two. I mean, this is the...
In other words, the kids have different fathers?
All four of them have four different fathers, yeah. My daughter is such an imbecile, she couldn't microwave water. That's the God's truth. That is the God... I'm telling you...
Oh, come on.
No, I came over to the house, and she said, how do I heat the water up in the microwave? I said, push the button that says water. And I looked at my wife like, holy Christ. So that's what I'm dealing with.
All right, so four different fathers. Okay, well, I guess you have a point. You have to...
I want to get the kids out of there. I want them to come to Yosemite with me, and let's just have a nice weekend. That's all. Just a nice weekend with them doing all the work. Yeah, it's the most I could do for me.
All right, well, I'm glad to hear that you're a guy that really likes to relax and uses 2, 4, 5, and 6-year-old kids to help you relax.
That's me. That's what I do, Mr. Henry. Anything to get a little relaxation, even if it means making a 2-year-old carry firewood.
All right, let me go over to Bill. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Bill, go ahead.
This is Bill.
Yes, sir.
Am I talking to you?
Yes, sir. You're talking to me and Vernon Dozier.
I put 32 years in the military.
In the mental institution?
No, military.
Well, I don't understand.
You don't know what the military is?
I don't understand how they let a guy like you in.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, this guy here with his grandchildren acting the way he is.
My grandkids are going to learn how to gut fish and clean them.
You son of a bitch! I wish I had you right in my hands right now.
Well, what would you do? Make love to me?
Yeah, I'd make love to you, all right. I'd wring your goddamn neck, you rotten bastard. I've got grandchildren.
Oh, I doubt it. Like you
what?
Never, like, I don't think you have grandkids. Were you able to have children? I'm not sure.
You bastard, I put 32 years in submarines.
Yeah. Well,
and
that,
I'll tell you right now,
pressure.
If I had you in my hands, I'd kill you.
You couldn't hardly breathe. You couldn't hurt me.
Yeah, that's right. I do have a hard time breathing.
That's
because I give my life to the military.
That's because you
spent... And I give it to my... grandchildren right now.
You spent 32 years breathing somebody else's farts in a submarine.
That's right. We did.
You breathe? Is this Jerry Stiller? I just want to...
Listen. I don't know who the hell you are.
Yeah, I don't either, Bill. This is some guy who's...
No, seriously, Jerry, is that you? Because I was at the Friars Club in New York and...
You don't belong at the Friars Club, you rotten bastard.
Well, neither does Jerry, if you want to really...
Okay. Bill, thank you for your call.
Were you really in the submarines?
Yes, sir.
All right, there's Vernon Dozier, and there's a little taste of Vernon before he was a football coach, obviously, back in the year 2002 when, when he wanted his kids doing something other than, watching stupid-ass shows like SpongeBob SquarePants. Let's get back to our classic podcast for today, November 13, 2018, with another little selection from this year of 2002, November the 13th, 2002. Is that what I said? Anyway, here's Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley with the aforementioned, I think I'd elaborated on this before the show started, or as the show was starting. Bobby is back with her fall-tacular. She thinks people like Al Roker that lose lots of weight should be evaluated by the Homeowners Association before they are let into the club. Here's Bobby.
Bill Hendry.
Hey, welcome back. It's time now for Southern California Lifestyles with Bobby Dooley, president of the Western States Homeowners Association, planning the fall-tacular that's going to be going on in just a couple of weeks, right?
That's right, Phil. And we want to invite everybody to our fall-tacular. We're going to be benefiting the Boys and Girls Clubs of Southern California. But the point I was making about Al Roker is that I think it's fine that he's lost a lot of weight. I think that people who lose weight are doing something for themselves in the long run. The problem that I have with Mr. Roker and a lot of these people that lose a lot of weight, they get a little full of themselves. They get a little bit ahead of themselves. And that's what we're trying to address in our Homeowners Association circular. And we did have a circular that was out last week, which we put into, it was a mail drop.
Okay, when you say of people who've lost weight get full of themselves, what do you mean? And that's kind of a double entendre, isn't it?
Well, I recognize that you could make a joke out of it, but...
I don't mean to make a joke of it. What do you mean that they're full of themselves or high and mighty?
I mean that these people, they lose a lot of weight. They begin to think that they are the same as... a little bit like the same as the rest of us, which is not entirely true. I have never had a weight problem. I've always been very conscious of physical fitness. I've been a member of a gym for the last 2 years. A lot of these people who've lost weight, suddenly you see them jogging down the street in a Lycra body suit. They get a little high and mighty, you know?
Well, they're feeling healthy.
Yeah.
And they're feeling confident. And this idea of being like you, they want to be social with you.
Well, there's nothing wrong with feeling healthy and confident, but when you've lost a lot of weight, you get your head in the clouds thinking that you were never fat. I'll give you an example, Phil. You know Deanna Siffredi?
Now, she's on your homeowners board, right?
Yes, she is. She lives in the hibiscus phase with her husband and their two daughters. She asked me over for coffee, something that she would never do when she was heavy. And she recently lost 70 pounds. All of a sudden, she's asking me out for coffee. You know,
I don't understand.
I know you don't understand because you don't live here, and we live in an upper-income gated community. We have floor plans anywhere from 3,100 square feet all the way on up to the Deluxe Da Vinci, okay, which is 5,700 square feet. Now, all of a sudden, a woman who was overweight by 70 pounds suddenly loses the weight and wants me to have coffee with her. So I looked at Steve, and I had to pinch my nose to keep from laughing. And I said to her, look, I think we can all do this with our friends, Deanna. Let's give it a few months. Let's see if you can keep the weight off. Then let's talk about having a latte.
Well, what do you mean they were never like you? I want to get... You're talking about overweight. And by the way, we're talking to Bobby Dooley of the Western States Homeowners Association about Al Roker losing 100 pounds. But even people who are overweight and they lose a lot of weight are never going to be like those of you who never had a weight problem.
Oh, no, all I'm talking about is that those of us who are never heavy, we always have been confident and on the go. That's all I'm talking about.
confident and on the go, meaning?
We have a sense of ourselves that's very, very rooted, whereas someone who was obese and lost the weight, they all of a sudden are giddy. It's almost as if they've been drinking. They're just giddy with a lot of things. And the other thing you have to think of, Phil, Al Roker, as I'm sure Deanna did in our development, lost the weight because he was showing some common courtesy to his fellow workers. There comes a point when you are so large that common decency dictates you lose the weight. I'm sure they had issues at the Today Show, everything from sweat to hygiene, food. I'm sure it all came up.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show, and we're talking with Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, a gated community in Western Estates, California. You are setting aside an integration program, correct?
Yes, I handed the flyer out today, and we approved it at our last Homeowners Association meeting.
And what do you call it? Looks like a segregation program to me.
No, it is an integration program. I'm really sorry that you used those words, Phil. They're very unfortunate.
Well, you're talking about moving people who have recently had weight problems to another area of the pool, right?
No, I'd like you to listen to what I'm saying. It's a wonderful compromise. We set aside deck chairs and lounge chairs. There will be a separate, wonderful area at the pool. The mailboxes will be marked with a separate blue dot. All of our mailboxes are out on the street. It's a food takeout delivery. If a food takeout delivery service has cleared our front security gate, I've spoken with security. They're empowered to call me and let me know whose house it's going to. And our Falltacular will have card tables set up for them. So I think, you know, it's going to be something.
Well, it sounds to me like it's a segregation of people who have recently lost weight because they're somehow not like people who have never had a weight problem.
Well, I think that goes without saying, absolutely. And I think Mr. Roker, Al Roker, who I know you're familiar with.
Yeah, on the Today Show, he lost 100 pounds.
I think he's going to find that even though he's slender, he looks a little different from the rest of us, as most people who've recently lost weight. It's a mindset. I've been fit my whole life. It's second nature.
You know, I don't think I've ever had a weight problem. I'm overweight, but I'd have never been obese. And I if I get slender, if I lose some weight, then I'm going to feel probably better physically, but not like I'm an outcast.
Well, Phil, all of them want to be with us. All of their lives, they've been fat and outcast. Now they lose a few pounds, and they think they're like the rest of us. Okay? And they know they're not. And they won't be until they go through some kind of reintegration program. At Western Estates, we give them that chance.
So what happens if you find out that one of these people who have dieted off a lot of weight, one of them has ordered, say, a bucket of chicken, and the truck has cleared it at the gate?
Well, then security calls me. I mark it down on a grease board near the phone, and that just puts off the time that they can sit down with us at the pool. If you want to eat chicken and go off your diet, you're not with us at the pool. Now, Deanna Siffredi really doesn't have a clue what it feels like to be me. Her body may be a size 9 now, but her mind is still not there. And it's going to take her some time to be able to relate to me.
I don't know if there's anybody out there who's recently lost weight who can relate to what you're saying.
No, but I am everybody's friend on this, Phil. If you've recently lost weight, believe me, I know what you're going through. I know you think that you're great. I know you think you're, you know, Farrah Fawcett or whoever. But believe me, you're not. And after the weight goes off, then let's see if you could stay at that size 9 for 6 to 8 months. Then we call you up. We invite you to a Homeowners Association coffee. You'll be asked to stand so that we can get a look at you. Once we are assured that you are in good shape and you represent the Western Estates mother and woman, then, of course, you will be invited to a latte, and then you'll be invited to our Girlfriends Weekend, which this year, Phil, we're having at the Cliff House. We're going to have some massages. We'll have a makeup party, and then we'll have, wine and cheese and talk about the guys. You have earned the right to wear that Ann Taylor or that DKNY when we say so.
Well, it all seems very...
I know it seems strange to you, Phil. You don't live in a gated community.
It all seems very effete. You know, it all seems very like there's a class thing going on.
No, this is about being comfortable with your friends, being comfortable with who you want to be comfortable with, and not having to be uncomfortable, as Katie Couric has been for the last, 12, 15 years, with Al Roker settling down in a director's chair next to her, and her having to deal with the heat, the sweat, the smell, and all of the things attendant.
Talking to Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association about people who have recently lost weight thinking that they're high and mighty and that they belong with everybody else who's in shape. At the Western States Homeowners Association, they've instituted some kind of a reintegration program. Lose the weight, keep it off for 6 to 8 months, it says here on the flyer, and then you are asked to stand in front of the Homeowners Association committee. They get a look at you, and then you're invited to some of their latte weekends. You can sit with them at the pool and also go on the makeup parties that a lot of the girls go to. And I know that women want to look good, but do you really want to go through all of that just to be friends with somebody? Is losing the weight worth it? And if you've recently lost weight, does that make you any different from someone who never had a weight problem? Phil Henry Show.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Extreme Radio.
All right, what I want to do now, Bobby Dooley from Western Estates Homeowners Association, they have a reintegration program for people who have recently lost a lot of weight but may not yet belong with, I guess what you're saying, your homeowners?
So what I'm trying to say is this. If you're a size 9, you also think like a size 9. Someone who is fat and dropped a lot of weight, they are a size 9, but they have the mind of a size 18.
All right, I just wanted to, we're going to take some phone calls.
I'm sorry?
We're going to take some phone calls from people who've called in to talk to you about your homeowners association keeping recently fat people segregated. And I know you call it an integration program.
So I really resent the word segregation. It sounds like the when the Negroes, this has nothing to do with that.
No, I know, but it sounds like it to me, okay, where you're reintegrating fat people. Here is Rita, and Rita, you're on with Phil Henry and Bobby Dooley, the Western Estates Homeowners Association.
Okay, I have a couple comments. Mm-hmm. One, I think that not everyone has an easy time losing weight. Some people try really hard. I think you're hurtful. Mm-hmm. And if I had to decide which part of the pool I had to sit in, I wouldn't want to sit with someone who's so narrow-minded. Also, I think it's discrimination, and if I had to be told where to sit at a pool, I would probably sue, because I think it's not right.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rita, can I ask you, have you recently lost a lot of weight?
No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been a size 3, and I've been a size 14, but you know what? It's not, it doesn't mean, if you're 14, it doesn't mean you have a mind of a size 14. It's all in your own self-confidence and how you feel about your personal self.
Well,
I just think you're very narrow-minded.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you're making a lot of very good points. What we're simply trying to do is this. Allow for those people who've recently lost a lot of weight to recognize that they used to be very fat, and don't get too cozy thinking, you know, that you're going to just sit down and have a margarita with us. I mean,
well, why not? If they're a nice person, what's different? I mean, you're just not a nice person. That's how I look at it.
Well, Rita, you say you don't have the mindset of a size 14.
No, I don't.
But do you look at a wicker chair and sweat a little bit?
No.
You don't?
No. Not everyone sweats just because they're a little overweight either. I think you need to revisit, you know, what your thoughts about fat people. I have friends that are overweight, but they don't sweat and stink.
Let me ask a question. You said that Al Roker lost weight out of common courtesy.
That's correct.
All right. Isn't that nice enough then? If a lady loses 70 pounds because she wants to be courteous, and Al Roker loses, isn't that a hand of friendship?
No, Phil, because I think it's common decency. It's like saying it's a hand of friendship to take a bath. You know, I wouldn't necessarily give anybody the, you know, the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
But what if someone is too
underarm deodorant?
Excuse me, if someone is too skinny, do you exclude them also?
I'm sorry, if someone's too what?
Too skinny, do you exclude them also?
I don't know what she means.
If someone is too skinny,
are they also excluded? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Why would I do? I don't understand why I do that.
Because they can't gain weight, so it's the same thing. You should treat them all the same way.
Well, Rita, as another woman to woman, we should all have that problem. You
but
know,
we don't.
That's a wonderful problem to have, can't gain weight. No, of course we wouldn't.
But
no,
to exclude people because of how much they weigh or how much they've lost, that's discrimination as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think when you come to California and you see Western Estates and see what we have,
I've been to California. I have friends that live in California, but they don't treat people the way you do.
Well, losing weight is a lot. It's like not, if you'll pardon my expression, it's like not farting around people. It's just a common courtesy.
To not, what if you can't lose weight? It's not your fault. What if it's a medical problem? You're still excluded? That's kind of crazy.
Well, Al Roker had the stomach stapling. Anyway, thank you, Rita, for your call.
Sure.
I think you made some good points here. Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley. Here is Carrie. Go ahead, Carrie.
Hi. The name's Terry.
It's Terry.
Yes.
Forgive me.
That's okay. I kind of agree with Rita on a lot of that. I used to be overweight. I've lost 70 pounds over the last probably 5 years. I've kept it off. And I just feel what you're doing is discrimination. I mean, you should look at a person as a person, not by their weight, their anything. I mean, what you're saying is you're looking at their weight. You could possibly even be looking at anything, the color.
Let's ask this question, if you don't mind me, Terry. What is the problem with having overweight people sitting next to you at the pool?
All right, there's nothing wrong with it if they have a wonderful personality.
Well, hold on. I'm asking Bobby that.
Let me explain this. Our gated community is considered one of the top 100 in the country. We regularly have Better Homes and Gardens, Good Housekeeping, a variety of magazines, West Magazine from the L.A. Times, the calendar section of the L.A. Times, are regularly out here taking photographs. It really puts people off. If you've got a gorgeous new 9-hole executive course, and all of a sudden come waddling down the street a woman who should know better. I have seen more photographers say, you know what, I'm out of the mood, and turn around and leave.
Wait a minute. You're saying that you have got...
People from magazines will come, they'll see someone like Deanna with the big rear end going down the street, and they'll go, you know what, it put me off my... It's like being put off your food.
And they don't want to photograph.
No, they don't. This is what we're frightened of. Look, Terry, I bet you're... I bet you once you lost weight, you got a big head, didn't you?
No, I did not.
You got a big head, thought you were all that, right?
No, I did not.
You know, a fat person walking into a group of people is like, it's like eating a 42-ounce can of Denison's Extra Hot and literally going in your pants.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, Bobby. When I weighed 180 pounds, my husband still loved me. I've been married 26 years. All of my friends still thought the world of me because of my personality, not because of my weight.
Because of your what?
Because of my personality, not because of my weight. And I think what you're saying about Deanna and stuff, I think I agree. That is totally discrimination. If each person, there is nothing wrong. She may have a thyroid problem.
I'm just saying don't get ahead of yourself. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying lose the weight. Come around in about 6 months. Let's have a latte. And if you look good, we'll let you come on one of our girlfriend weekends.
Oh, but you got to look good. That's discrimination.
Listen.
You're saying, well, if I have a big nose or big ears or, I'm a grandmother.
So a big nose and big ears.
Yeah.
Anything.
So you can't have that, Bobby?
Yeah, that really is.
It's no good. You can't go on the girlfriend weekend?
Phil, we go to the Cliff House. It's one of the top-rated spas in the state.
And they don't have big-nosed and big-eared people going in there?
I've never seen them. If they have, I've never... Other than celebrities, if that's what you're talking about. You know, I'm sure Streisand's been there, but she's a celebrity.
Oh, she's special because she's a celebrity.
Well,
she's
you cannot expect them to say, Miss Streisand, your nose is too big. Can you leave? She's one of the biggest celebrities in Hollywood.
But you can say it to a normal person with a beautiful personality.
Yeah, it's wild. All right, listen, it's Terry, right? Thank you, Terry. Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. If you've recently lost weight, don't get a big head about it because you may not yet be able to have coffee and go on a girlfriend's weekend with the women of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Recently dieted people get swelled heads.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Classic here for Thursday. This is November the 13th, 2018, and there was our classic. Wait, did I say Thursday? Our classic Tuesday show. Bobby Dooley. The Fall Tackler is coming up. She thinks people like Al Roker that have lost a lot of weight should be evaluated by the Homeowners Association. Remember when Al Roker lost all of that weight? I think that's what that was about. And we heard, of course, Vernon Dozier. He doesn't like his kids watching, his grandkids watching TV. They should be out hauling wood and watching Tora, Tora, Tora. All right, we'll be back with another classic on Thursday. See you tomorrow with our regular netcast, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast 1.